This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Plaza in the Greasy Garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, yeah, sitting on half a bench seat that's got some mall hair and it smells old. Let me get that open sign up. Takes about seven. I'm going to put eight of them in, eight screws in it this time. There it is. Now we got the open sign up. It's not going to fall off the wall this time. Hey, welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans, right here on Auto World, each and every week from the Auto World Plaza, live in Boise, Idaho. Very proud to say that because this is where I live. And this is where I fix your cars. Now, if you do want me to fix a car, I mean, we could have it, why not? We can have it delivered. I can call a lot of my friends here with the truck transports and say, pick up that Dodge Durango, that Chevy Suburban, that Ford Expedition. See, what I'm saying here is that, well, I've been doing it quite a few years, 40-plus, and certified in a lot of different areas. And today, I work on a little bit of car and truck there, and chainsaws to snowmobiles, whatever it might be. I still do a little bit of that. I'm wearing rubber gloves, making sure my hands look pearly, white pearly, and looking good there. So anyway, good to have you along. What a treat to have you here with me each and every week. And again, I tip my hat to you to take time out to your busy schedule to just stop everything in your tracks to be with me. And I do appreciate that. Remember that your telephone, folks, is your microphone. I'm here for you. I'm here for you to voice your voice. I'm here for you to tell me the goods, the bads, the uglies, and have fun with me, too. Use that telephone as a microphone. Don't be bashful. The number right here at Auto World, since 1992, 855-660-4261. My email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's on 28 hours a day. And we do have a lot of fun reading your emails. We really do. Your stories you've shared with us, I do appreciate that. And if you do not want me to read yours on the air live, just put on there, don't read. But please keep in touch with me, Mark, and let me know what my problem is. Help me fix my problem. And if you want me to read it on the air, do. Say, you can read this, and I will. Also, you can reach me on Facebook Messenger. Of course, Facebook is Mark Evans. You can get me there and friend me, and I can friend you back, and we can be friends like we are right now. And I can answer your Facebook Messenger questions also. And a lot of you are now doing that, and that's why I'm opening the door to that. And with that said, I want to get first and foremost here the second hour. We got the question of the week out there, which is to you. What do you believe is the automotive industry's greatest achievements? I've shared some with you on that, and I'm going to share even more of those with you. We printed those out. We put them in that email bag here to the left of me. And I'm right-handed, but I don't know why it's to the left, but it is. But I also have some email questions. That's in the other email, repair kind. Oh, yeah, we're going to get to those, too, here on the second hour. And in the third hour, we're going to share some of those with you also. Here on the second hour, oh, yeah, snub-nosed truck. Go to my Instagram account and Facebook. You'll see the picture of a snub-nosed truck. And I ask the question, are snub-nosed trucks, are they back? And then I ask, what year is it? Joe gets me on Facebook, says 08. Oh, close, Joe. I do appreciate that, real close. He might be 2-3 years off. But that's how old it is, folks. It's way back when. And, yes, I'm going to answer what brand of truck that is and what year it is, too. Joe's close at 08. And, again, you're more than welcome to email me and answer that, too. Take a look at the photo on the Facebook page. Absolutely. And you're more than welcome, too. A little housekeeping here before we head out. We got the car cover off, and we're running away right now from the curb with Auto World. But before we do, I want to let you know for sure that each and every hour I do, your emails, your calls, your trivia. We have a lot of segments I like to do. We're going to be doing, we didn't get to it last week. The future product pipeline? Oh, yeah. The future product pipeline. We're going into the future. Got a recall for you. We're going to share with you. And, oh, does everybody know what time it is? We're going to get to that segment. Love that. Love that. That's all in the second hour here, folks. So let's get right to it right now. The snub nose truck. What is it? What are you talking about? Well, it's literally, it's kind of like, oh, look at me, I'm, you know, my snub nose. There's a company coming back with a snub nose truck. I don't know what your opinion of this all is the look of it and all that, but canoe. No, not a canoe that you take with a paddle and paddle down your river there in your town or down the, whatever river you want to take it down. It's canoe. They're going to debut, if I get the word out here right, debut a snub-nose electric pickup. Uh-oh, Tesla's got another competitor. That's right. Canoe, automotive startup company Canoe, has unveiled an electric truck that's compact but has an expandable 6 to 8 foot pickup bed. I just said that. 6 to 8 foot pickup bed. They're changing the way pickup beds are designed. If you only want a short bed, you got it. If you want a long bed, you got it. This pickup will offer over 200 miles of range and will be offered with either a dual or rear motor configuration, folks. It's all electric. The former of which putting out as much as 600 horsepower and 550 pound-feet of torque. I just said that. 600 horsepower in an electric truck. A snub-nose electric truck. The pickup is set to go into production in 2023. That's not too far away. By then, Canoe's pickup will be competing alongside several other electric pickups, of course, as you know. And each and every hour, I'm going to share a little bit more news about the snub-nose canoe truck, an electric automotive startup based in California. See how I do that? I just sneak things in there. So each and every hour, that's just a little bit of tease right there, right then, on the second hour of Auto World. But first and foremost, I'm also going to be sharing some of your question of the week answers. What do you believe is the automotive industry's greatest achievements? Email me right here, right now, at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And again, you're more than welcome to go over to the Instagram account, take a look at that. And that account is Auto World Media. You'll see a photo there. And you'll also see the same photo, same question. I like to copy it so some of you don't have an Instagram account. You can go over to Facebook, take a look at just Mark Evans, and you'll see that question and that picture of that truck. What year is that truck? What branded truck is that? And yes, it is a snub-nose truck. Very interesting. Snub-nose trucks have been around many, many years. And that picture you'll see is some of that year I'm talking about. Way back when. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's just it. Let's do it. Automotive is something that we all live with. Gas, diesel. We all live with an auto world. And you do have an auto world. I know you do. And Auto World is right here today, is interactive, informative in all things automotive, folks. And I want to help you. I've been an ASC, Automotive Service Excellence Mechanic, certified technician for over 40 years, in many different directions. I mean, in the car sales, to the buy sales, to the repair sales, to the, well, let's just drop the sales out there, to the repair and the transmissions, to engines, to overhauling them, to brakes, to air conditioning, to, I mean, there's a lot of divisions in your car that a lot of you might be wondering, Mark, is this really what's going on with my car? Well, that's just it. I want to talk a little bit real quick and help a gentleman. He's one of our charter members, and I want to get to the fact that he's got a transmission slipping. And it's Trey from Southern Illinois. Trey, good to have you along. Email-wise, appreciate you listening each and every week, charter member. And Trey's got, we were talking through email here, folks, about a slipping transmission that Trey's got. And he's got a lot of miles on his transmission. And that's the whole key is when you're, sometimes it's, as a mechanic or a technician, we have a little bit of a disease. And that disease is that when someone asks me a question, like Trey has here, about his slipping transmission, not slipping, but not really wanting to even go. So, yes, it is slipping. We come back from the first break. We're going to answer Trey's question on what to do with a slipping transmission. Don't slip on that banana peel. We'll be right back. Talk a little bit more about that canoe without a paddle. I'm Mark Evans, right here from the Greasy Garage Studio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, yeah, that's where it's all at. I asked you earlier on the first hour, I was telling you what we were going to do on the second hour, and I asked, does everybody know what time it is? It's drag racing time. Oh, yeah. You know what that means. Well, drag racing. Whatever happened? What is drag racing? Does it have anything to do with you? It does. In fact, a lot. A lot. Things have changed over the years when it comes to cars, of course, as you know, the drag racing, today's horsepower, the torque. What they do, drag racing at NASCAR, in the dirt, racing, dirt bikes, etc. Drag racing, ever since the invention of the motor, car drivers, which are you, they've been obsessed with speed. But how did this lust for the ultimate fast ride evolve into one of the most popular sports in America? Drag racing. It was born in the day dry lake beds, folks, in the California deserts in the 1930s. As engines got better and drivers got braver, speeds became, well, topping at 100 miles an hour back in the day. But it wasn't until after World War II that a bunch of kids with cars hanging out with nowhere in particular to go turned into something more serious. The popularity grew steadily, but drag racing still remained largely an underground pastime. Racers frequently took place, of course, on a, well, disused, not being used, military runways, with the first organized event dating back to 1949 at the Air Base in California. Things were simple and low-tech in those days. Cars were driven to the track or towed in makeshift trailers, homemade. Drivers raced over a quarter of a mile. Today, folks, a quarter of a mile, by the way, is 1,320 feet. Today, it's only 1,000 feet long. They're only racing at 1,000 feet. Now, we're going to tell you here in a minute why. But that quarter-mile drag race, they used to do that, of course, but the length of a city block, but without the aid of safety barriers or anything. You know, no rules, no regulations, no safety. Track conditions were the streets, the regular asphalt streets, sometimes asphalt and dirt, you know, that were loose. The spectators in particular got a raw deal with, of course, no popular grandstands or seating. Very unsafe for the spectators, which are you and I. As the decade to turn drag racing began to get, well, it was founded in 1951. By who? Wally Parks. Got to meet the man. Used to have a souvenir company. We used to sell souvenirs at his drag strips before he passed. Well, two classes of competition. He developed the top eliminator, the unmodified stock. A lot of things, you know, first drag racing superstars emerged, of course, that became a lot of names out there. Shirley Modowney, Big Daddy Don Garlitz, of course. Well, things have changed, of course, and with that said, Big Daddy Don Garlitz, back in the day, he lost his right foot when his slingshot, the transmission blew up. He was sitting, basically his right and his left leg was hugging the transmission. So he was sitting behind your engine. Can you imagine that? Think about your family car for a minute. Your engine, if it's a rear-wheel drive car, which a dragster is, of course, but some of you have front-wheel drive cars, and what I say there is that the engine is sitting east and west, not north and south. So that means the fan blade is north and south. This is the fan blade's up by the radiator at the front of your grill, and the transmission is south, meaning pointing towards the rear of the car. Well, imagine him sitting there straddling that transmission when that thing dynamited. He lost his right foot. And at that point, he said back in that day, he said, I'm going to change drag racing forever, because he knew what he was doing. He loved the sport. He loved speed. He loved, the like you do, the horsepower, the torque, make it go fast. And we're all driving really quite fast anymore down the freeways. But you're not straddling the transmission. So he decided to put the engine behind you. And today the top fuel dragsters are the engines behind you. And that is, things have changed. They're, you know, back in the day it was 100 mile an hour. Well, today they're reaching speeds. Today, oh yeah, drag racing was on that TV. Some of you were watching it. Speeds of over 320 miles an hour and 1,000 feet. Now, why did they used to race, you know, the quarter mile, which is 1,320 feet. They shortened it up to 1,000 feet because of one big reason. It gives them 320 more feet to shut that bad boy down. Because drag strips were built and designed years ago. They're only so long. That's right. A lot of them, like in Kansas City there, KCIR, Kansas City International Raceway, I've been there many times. They have a net. That's right, an aircraft net. So if the car keeps going, the brakes, the chute don't deploy, the net catches you. So now it's only 1,000 feet. They got 320 feet to slow that bad boy down. And what speeds are they reaching? Well, like I said, 320 miles an hour and plus. That's 1,000 feet in 3.9 seconds. Woo! And that happened, by the way. My heart goes out. Scott Coletta, his death in 2008. That's when they said, no more quarter mile. Let's shut her down to 1,000. And that has stopped and saved a lot of you know, just the word safety. So there's a little bit of drag racing for you. And let's get back to Trey on the email. Now, Trey's got from Southern Illinois. Listen to us on GCNlive.com. Thank you, Trey. Appreciate that. And he's got, last week he was talking about a slip and slide in transmission. And it's not, he's not rollerblading or roller skating. His poor car is slipping and sliding. And he asked me what kind of additive he could put in it. And I gave him a couple of them. Reslone is one brand that works. And also the Lucas. Some of you are familiar with Lucas, and the Lucas bottle says Lucas, the brand is Lucas, transmission fix. And in big red letters, it says stops slip. And Trey, yes, thank you. He says he found some in his father-in-law's garage and a quart of that transmission fix, and that's one of the I only gave you two, of course, is the Reslone and the Lucas. And definitely, no, you can put that Lucas in. Do. And another question that Trey says, well, geez, do I need to, it's 12 ounces, do I need to drain or suck out or get rid of 12 ounces of transmission fluid before I put the additive in? Trey, first and foremost, when you check a transmission, and this is for everybody, when you check a transmission, let's make sure it's up to operating temperatures. In fact, it is hot. Operating temperatures, engine-wise, go around the block 100 times. Have fun drifting it, Trey. Burn some rubber. Get some tire tread off of there so we can get some Michelins on that bad boy. Anyway, get it nice and hot and then come back and pull the transmission dipstick. And find out, make sure that it's full. Transmission fluid is a detergent and it does expand when it gets hot. So to answer that question, Trey, on do I need to take tranny fluid out to put 12 ounces of the Lucas transmission fix in, I actually do want you to be overfilled a little bit, Trey. I really do. But I want you to put that in while it's running. I want it hot. And yeah, so on a transmission stick, folks, if your line is a quarter, let's talk inches now. If it's a quarter of an inch, Trey, above the full line when it's checked hot, a quarter inch means a pint. Okay, so that's a pint. So if you're below the add line by a quarter of an inch, add it. Put it in there. And if you're in the middle of the hash marks, put it in there, Trey. Put it in. But if you're an inch above the full, do not put it in and suck some out. Oh, yeah. Transmission stop slip. Trey, that'll get you fixed. Appreciate it, Trey. Thank you for emailing. And we're going to come right back and do some more of your emails right here from the Greasy Garage Studio with some more popcorn. Get some popcorn!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Police are investigating two shootings this weekend at what are described as pop-up parties in Chicago and Brooklyn. At least two people were shot and killed and 13 others wounded early this morning on the south side of Chicago. Investigators say a garage at a towing company was converted into a makeshift bar. Then in the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn, five people were shot during an argument.
As individuals began fleeing the location, additional shots were fired outside. At this time, we do not yet know the motive for this dispute or how many individuals discharged the firearm.
NYPD Deputy Chief Michael Kemper speaking. The shooting happened in a building that was used as a makeshift lounge. Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming are getting dumped on with snow by the end of tonight. As much as 2 feet could be piled up in Colorado. That has caused more than 2,000 flight cancellations this weekend at Denver International Airport. USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Too often that somebody throws the keys to a friend, a neighbor, or even, you know, your baby, your wife, your girlfriend. Do. That's a little Auto World tip, folks. You drive your car all the time, your truck all the time. You really are so used to the noises, the clicks, the clacks, the smells. Oh, yeah. Just like this half of bench seat that I'm sitting on with a mole hair itching to death. Oh, good, it's itching. It smells good. Oh, the oil, the antifreeze leaking. Get the keys into your neighbor's hands. Let them drive your car. They'll hear a lot of new news and some new noise, and they'll smell things, and they'll say, oh, there's some news coming in on the teletype here. There, I got it. You never know what's going to come in. The teletype just lit off, and we got her. Oh, there's just some good stuff here. Ford nominates Alexandra Ford English and Henry Ford III for election to the board. What? Yes, Edsel B. Ford II to retire after 33 years as a director. This comes out of Dearborn, Michigan, right off the teletype, folks. This is true. In March, Ford Motor Company, they announced that Alexandra Ford English and Henry Ford III have been nominated to stand for election to the company's board of directors at its annual meeting of shareholders coming up about a month away. Both candidates are great-great-grandchildren of Henry Ford, who founded the auto company in 1903. Their nominations to the board continue the Ford family's nearly 118 years of active involvement with the stewardship of the company. Alexandra Ford English is 33 years old. The daughter of Ford Executive Chairman Bill Ford is currently a director in corporate strategy at the company, of course. Now, Henry Ford III, he's 40, the son of Edsel B. Ford II. He's currently the director in Ford Investor Relations. Since joining the company in 2006, he held roles in labor relations, purchasing and marketing, sales, and corporate strategy. I tip my hat to both of you. Thank you for keeping up the Ford legacy. Keeping the name there. Keeping your name there. Keeping the family there. Keeping it together. I could talk a lot about my personal tour that I got through Henry Ford's house. It was awesome. Meanwhile, while I was in that house, by the way, there was a fireplace. Very big house, by the way. And there was fireplaces in each room. That's how they kept the house, you know, cozy and warm. 4 feet, you know, from left to right. 4 feet. They were throwing 4-foot logs in there. Oh, it gets cold there in Dearborn. Yes, in the winter. Thank you for putting a heater in my Ford. But as I was going and doing the tour and had some fun time talking, and I couldn't take pictures, they said, no, no pictures, Mark. Nope, sorry about that. A tornado hit the area. Yes, a tornado. And, of course, where did I end up? In the concrete vault down in Notellum Creek in the house. But it was a concrete vault, and we had a little tornado. And I wasn't scared by any means because I grew up, was born in Illinois, Peoria, Illinois, and so I knew a little bit about tornadoes and the wind and all that. So, but that was an experience to go in there. And, again, that coming on the teletype, it's good to see that we've got some young blood in there. And with that, also, don't forget that Ford's got that EV, I've reported it here and talked about it. A little bit of money, a couple billion, I think, is what they're putting in that EV. Those two letters, EV word. Oh yeah, talking about EVs. Well, we're going to talk, and I want to talk a little bit about Lee, the first hour from Ohio. We're going to talk about a little bit here, the batteries. Where do they go? Does your electric car, are they bad when the battery goes dead? You all know about batteries. You all have in your auto world a battery in your diesel, your gas. If you don't have a pull rope to start your engine, you don't have a battery. Period. Batteries are, you know, their best partner is a starter because the battery makes the starter work. The difference of cost of batteries. Now, here you are, right here. EV batteries, a little bit different. EV batteries, folks. General Motors, you know, I was talking about Ford. They're knocking on the door. Everybody's knocking on the door when it comes to those two letters. Well, General Motors is coming right up the exhaust pipe here to Tesla. And boy, does it stink. KWH. You know what KWH stands for, don't you? Absolutely. Well, Tesla. They basically charge $142 per KWH. Yeah. General Motors is at $169 for KWH. But globally, the EV average, globally, that's where you are listening to us right now in Auto World on the Genesis Communications Network nationwide and worldwide. By the way, hello everybody down there in Virgin Islands. The global EV average is $186 per KWH. What's this all mean to you? That means that General Motors and Ford and Lucid, Lucid's in trouble, by the way. Oh, Canoe, we're going to talk a little bit about that stub-nosed truck, but Canoe, they all have these electric cars and trucks coming your way. And Tesla's the winner, yes, per KWH, is the cheapest at $142. Why would they be the cheapest? Well, they've got a gigafactory, by the way, building batteries over there in Nevada. Oh, yeah, you folks over there in Nevada working for Tesla, thank you. And you're also, they've got the China plant going, too, and they're building some more factories. That might be the reason they have more factories than anybody. But General Motors to build a battery plant, Northeast Ohio. Lee might know about that. Lee, our caller from the first hour. With that, Lee, I want to kind of address, you said, you know, what happens to a car that has an EV battery? And basically an EV battery is the platform or the, quote, the chassis. You're sitting on the battery. It goes from, each wheel, front, right, left, rear, all the wheels. You have four wheels on that EV car. And what it is you're sitting on the battery. And you can replace those EV batteries. Yes, they are available. I had a friend that bought one that was $2,300 for his Honda Accord. They can be replaced. So, but he had, I believe, about 200 plus thousand miles on that EV car and didn't have any problems. And I'm not trying to do a promo for the brand Honda by any means, but they do last a long time and they are, replaceable. And that $2,300, by the way, was 10 years ago. at least 10 years. So today, let's just double that, of course, $5,600 for a replacement EV battery. And if you don't want to, Lee, you know, along with our great other listeners, charter members that are listening, the car isn't really dead, and you don't throw it away. But if you do, there is a company. I believe last week I did talk about the recycle company that is not new on the scene, but they're, you know, pretty new in this EV world right now. They've been around years. They're actually making money, and they do accept EV batteries. They really do. They separate the car and they recycle those EV batteries. And then the next question, the gentleman in the third row's got his arm up and he's waving the cue card saying, do I get any money for that EV battery if I just go around, Mark, and buy these, you know, these EV cars if the batteries are dead and they're no good and these people are throwing these cars away? Can I go get them and sell that recycled battery to that company in California because they recycle it? You can. You don't make any money. They will give you how much? Nothing. So we got to change that. We really do. We got to change that because I think that the recycled batteries they've got to be worth something. Of course, that company's making money using them, but they do not give you anything for them. So again, that's a little bit of EV news for you. Oh yeah, we're going to talk about that snub-nosed truck that's all electric too from Canoe, and that doesn't look like a canoe, by the way. But that's the name of the company. And Robert gets me on Facebook, and he's guessing the year of the picture that I have up there. Is what I did on my Instagram account, folks. Oh, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to snub-nose this truck. What year is that thing that I put up there? We're going to find out. A little short break. I'm going to grab some M&M's and go with my popcorn. We'll be right back, right here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Half a seat I'm sitting on is low riding. I'm telling you, I had to adjust the microphone way down on this half a bench they cut in half. And the mole hair, I'm telling you, itching. Anybody got an idea how to get rid of itching for mole hair? Oh, the smell of it, though. Oh. Welcome back to Auto World, folks. I'm your host, Mark Evans, right here on the Genesis Communications Network. I appreciate you, each and every one of you, for taking your time to be with me each week on Auto World. And again, with that, let's go and talk a little bit about a little housekeeping. If you're listening to me on a delayed station, and you might wonder, well, yeah, what? Well, what that means is when I tell you to call me with your fun to share with each and every one of us at 855-660-4261, what that means is if you don't get an answer, you're on a delayed station and you're listening to me maybe during the week. Because I am, Auto World is on different times during the week. Don't get mad. Let's get glad. And the way to do that is email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And let's get in touch with through email. And I'll make sure that we get your cars, your trucks fixed. And or I want to hear about your stories, your fun stuff that you've had in your life. Yes. And with that, the question of the month. What do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? What do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? We've had a lot of fun there. Let's share one before we go to, we're going to go to that snub-nosed truck news. But before, let's go into the email bag, because I do have quite a few of them here. Here's one talking about what these folks, Phil, emailed me. Okay, here's one. Mark, great show, my friend. Well, thank you. The best of the best in cars is the windshield. Without it, what and how could we drive a vehicle? Tom, listening in Redding, California. Well, Tom, you're absolutely right. A windscreen. Oh, let's do a shout-out to our affiliate in Redding, California. Shout-out to KRAC 1370 AM. That's AM 1370. There's our horn. Shout-out. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love it. Thank you, Axelrod Alex. KRAC 1370 AM, Redding, Red Bluff, Shingletown, Cottonwood, California, and everybody in between. Thanks for tuning in. And Tom, thank you for bringing that up. Oh, by the way, let's see here. I'm pretty sure. I have to actually talk to Cal. Cal is the president of General Motors, GM of... That does stand for General Motors, but he's the GM and also president of KRAC, 1370 AM. It's good to have you along, Tom. And, oh boy, wouldn't that be the truth? Can you imagine driving your car without a windshield or slash windscreen if you're across a pond listening? That would be no fun, especially in the winter. And in the summer, bugs in the teeth. That's how you do it. Okay, this snub-nosed truck that I did put on my Instagram account, Auto World Media, Facebook Mark Evans, and we welcome you over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. It is a picture of a snub-nosed truck. Are they coming back? Yes, they are. In Canoe, that brand, they do have one coming your way. I'm going to share with you a little bit more news on that right now. But Robert gets me on Facebook. I asked, what year is that truck in that picture? Robert gets me on Facebook. 1910. He says, I'm guessing. Ooh. Joe from Facebook here in the first hour said, an 08? 1908? Well, 1910. Robert, you're closer than Joe. We're getting there. We get one more guess. And I'm going to share with you here the third hour what brand of truck that is and what that all stands for. Some history behind that truck, that snub-nosed truck. Absolutely. That's what it's all about, is history and trivia. Well, let's pick up the Canoe brand. It's an all-electric automotive truck that they're doing. Again, it's a 6 or an 8-foot bed, whichever you would like to have. 600 horsepower, folks. Oh, yeah, those funny cars and top fuels that we're talking about on the drag race, they have 11,000 horsepower, but your family car today, you're lucky if you've got 200 and 250 horsepower. And this all rear motor configuration in this Canoe, again, a 600 horsepower with 550 pound-foot torque, and that means it's dual motors. That means, hey, if you really do want to tow something, you can. Absolutely. It will also, the wheelbase. Some of you might be wondering that. Of course you are. 112.2-inch wheelbase, an inch shorter than the Tesla Model 3. If you kind of give a comparison, we like doing comparisons here on Auto World. That's pretty short, isn't it? Yeah, it's actually shorter than a Model 3 Tesla. And overall length is 184 inches. That makes it more than 2 feet shorter than the Ford Ranger pickup. So there's your comparison. You can kind of get a picture of that if you have never thought about looking at the Canoe. It's a stub nose truck, folks. There's no nose on it. I don't know. What's your feelings of that? Do you want a snub nose where you don't want any style, you don't want any look out there? Huh? I don't know. Well, it's going to be a multi-purpose delivery vehicle, this Canoe. Yes, the platform, the architecture. They're planning on bringing it out, of course, in 2023. We've got a couple of years. And you're all saying, you know, I mean, we've got this lady here in the first row. What's your name? Nancy. Okay, Nancy's saying, you know, they say this, Mark, they're coming out later, but really, is this really going to happen? I don't know. I'm in the same boat with the rest of us. It's not a Canoe. It's a boat. Without paddles, I've got an outboard motor on the back of this thing. It's a Mercury Blue Max, and it's fast. Throw the paddle. Wood stick paddles, are you kidding me? Anyway, so I don't know. We're all in the same boat. We'll just have to sit back and wait. You know, that's all there is to it. This Canoe is an electric truck going to be competing with Tesla, General Motors, I said it, and even Ford. Ford is going to be there. I know they are, because they've got billions that they're spending on it. Hey, before the garage door goes down the second hour, I got a recall that I want to get to. Listen up, this is a recall, very short and sweet. Nissan Sentries. In fact, 854,000 Nissan Sentries, folks. The brake lights may not light up. That's simple enough, isn't it? The brake lights may not light up on your Nissan Sentries out there. And it's a pretty generic years, a lot of years, by the way. And this problem, this is why we're highlighting it here in Our World. The crew says, highlight this ASAP, Mark. Recall, Nissan Sentries, 854,000 of them, brake lights. This problem, folks, could cause your car, your Nissan Sentry car that you own or driving, from starting. It won't start. And that's why we want to get this news out to you. So if you got brake lights out, you might check them. And if they're not working, then this one day you're going to go out there and the Nissan Sentry will not start. Let's get that fixed. How do you do that? Go to your local dealer, call them, give them your VIN number. Say, hey, I want to get that recall taken care of on my brake lights on my Sentra. Because I don't want my car. I want my car to start. I like to burn gas. And I like to go on trips. We got a grocery store to get to feed the kids. Absolutely. Well, hey, the garage door is going down here on the second hour. We've got one more hour, third hour. We've got to have some fun. The third hour, I want to thank everybody that makes this show happen, of course. General Motor George, he's my chief engineer. Axelrod Alex, of course, as you know, he's sitting behind the 2800 GCN mixing machine to make you sound good. Oh, yeah. Bentley Bryan, he's been in the rules. Yes, Bentley Bryan's been in the rules on the GCNLive.com website to make me look good. Thank you. My customer care expert, who cares, Willie? PR director, Bobby B. Esser. Don't forget about seat cushion Susie. Keeps my cushion warm before I sit down, of course. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Lugnut Lee, my program director and marketing manager. T-Bird Ted, thank you, Ted. He's the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. My makeup artist, Lion Lucy. Personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. I got here. Thank you. Slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. He got me here safe. That's all that matters. Folks, drive safe. Absolutely make sure that the seat belt is on. And make sure that your microphone, which is your cell phone, don't use it when you're driving. Only use it here to call me on Auto World, 855-660-4261.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Saddle spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.